Hello, and welcome to the brand new St. Mark's Radio. Let us introduce our team. My name is Lyra, and these are my fellow digital leaders, Mab, Callum, and Gerald. So this is our one stop for everything that's going on in and around our school. And we want you to get involved. Have you achieved something you want to share? Birthday, shoutouts, news and events. We want to hear from you.
Here's how you can get in touch with us. Drop us a note in our St. Mark's Radio post box located at reception, or join our discussion board on St. Mark's Google Classroom and get the code from your teacher. Coming up on our first ever show, we have Book Week, Scotland Chat, Superstar Class, Shoutouts, and right now our exciting teacher challenge is Right to Be Wrong with the main lady, Mrs. Fitzsimmons. So you know how in school we're always expected to get everything right? What if it was cool to get things wrong? Well, that is the challenge of our new quiz, It's Right to Be Wrong.
The challenge is in 60 seconds you have to get as many as wrong as possible. That sounds easy, right? Well, no, because our brains actually find it difficult to get things that we know really well wrong.
Now, we won't just accept any nonsense. The answers have to be somewhat related to the question.
So, you can't say what is one and one and answer banana.
No! Let's get started.
Mrs. Fitzsimmons, welcome to St. Mark's Radio. Are you excited to be our first ever contestant on Right to Be Wrong?
No.
Do you understand the rules?
No.
And we can only accept your first answer. Your time starts now.
What is the name of the school?
Hillview Primary School.
What is the colour of an orange?
Green.
What does a cow say?
Bah.
What is 2 plus 2?
7.
What does ERC stand for?
Everybody Reading Cleverly.
How many children are in the school?
5.
What are potato crisps made of?
Bananas.
What colour is a winner's medal?
White.
In which sport do you see a mitt?
Swimming.
Thank you, Mrs. Fitzsimmons. I can confirm that your score and the score to beat next time is 9. That's a great effort. How does it feel to be wrong? So right.
Book Week Scotland 2018 is go! Celebrate books reading from Monday the 19th to Sunday the 25th of November. During Book Week, people of all ages and walks of life will come together in libraries, schools, committees, venues and workplaces to share and draw books and reading.
Did you know that this year's theme is Rebel? Stories about people who stand up for their own personal opinions despite what anyone else says. Here in St. Mark's, we have been celebrating Book Week Scotland with class visits to the Foundry and taking part in the First Minister's Reading Challenge. We wanted to talk to a couple of people here at St. Mark's and find out about what they love to read.
Hi, could you introduce yourself?
Yeah. So my name is Nadia, I'm 10 years old and I'm in P6A.
And could you tell us about your favourite book?
So my favourite book is called I Killed Father Christmas. It's by an author called Anthony McGowan.
Could you tell us a little bit about the story?
Yep, so it's about a little boy called Joe, and he asked for too many expensive presents for Christmas, and his dad got really mad and he killed Father Christmas.
Wow, sounds exciting. Would you recommend this book to others?
Yes, I would recommend this book to people from age 5 and on, because it's funny and it puts you in a Christmas mood.
Why, I do definitely want to read that book. Then thank you, Nadia. Bye.
Bye.
Hello, could you introduce yourself?
I'm Heidi Shaw and I'm 6 years old and I'm in P3A.
Tell us, what's your favourite book?
Human Dentist by David Williams.
Could you tell us what's the book about?
It's about this boy called Alfie and he's made to go to the dentist and there's this scary woman and the door shuts.
Wow, that sounds really exciting. Why do you like this book?
Because it's really scary and it's a little bit funny because someone farts in it.
So, who's your favourite character in that book?
The demon dentist.
Thank you, Heidi. That book sounds really, really good.
Bye.
Hello, can you introduce yourself?
I am Isaac. I'm 6 years old and I'm in P2A.
What kind of books do you like, Isaac?
I like non-fiction.
And why do you like the non-fiction books?
Because I do some facts about Minecraft.
And you like it when there's pictures in your books?
Yeah.
And when do you like to read books?
Before bedtime.
Thank you, Isaac. And I hope Santa brings you lots of books for Christmas.
I like kids for Pokemon, so...
Here are all the people having birthdays this month. Happy birthday to Mitchell Maddox Logan, J. Allison Connor, Logan Dorcas Matthew, Owen David Richard, Scott Aaron Marley, Michelle Michael TJ, Kimberly
Sahi Rudin,
Chloe Ruin, Alan Daniel, Sam, Heidi, and Jack. Happy birthday, everyone!
Now to some achievements this month. In P4A, we have Marley Mackay, who has recently won 2 trophies for dancing. Hayley Stewart received a medal for dancing and Zainab Adnan received a medal for swimming. Adam Gray was a mascot at a Man United game in September. In P3A, Adam, Danny, Maxim, Kitek, Riley and Casey all took part in a football tournament for Barhead Youth Football Club between different football teams. They came third in it. In P5A, Mia Gibson won a trip to London after winning a freestyle dancing competition in Bristol. Mia qualified to dance at a competition in Blackpool. Johnny Roxburgh won football tournament with the Barhead Boys Club involving the Polish Culture Club. Aaron Lapsley came second in boxing tournament in Glasgow. Don Anthony came first in a karate competition. Daniel Monaghan came third in a karate competition. He completed a 5K rainbow run. Rafi Heder achieved a yellow belt in karate. Oliver Geddes and Aaron Story won a football tournament in Irvine with Barhead Boys Club. Amy Smith took part in the Annie musical with her drama club. She also completed a 2-mile walk to raise money for the Parkinson's disease. Cara Kelly, Emma McKelvey and Kayla Douglas made their brownie promise. And Lena Dunn, Eva Green, Lee Higgins, Caitlin Dunn, Aaron Lapsley, Emma McKelvey, Freya Tinney and Kayla Douglas all completed the 5K rainbow run. Well done, everyone, and your achievements.
We have decided that this
month's superstar class is P5A. I'm here with their teacher, Mrs. Patterson.
Hello, Mrs. Patterson. How does it feel to be the teacher of the superstar class?
Well, it feels wonderful. We could not wait to come into the class this morning to log in to see the leadership board and to find out we all had won.
What position did you get on Sumdog?
Well, Primary 5A ended up the first in the whole of East Drain.
Oh, that's amazing. How do they prepare for this?
Well, last week we made sure that everybody had access to their passwords and we tried it all out in class. And we spent a little bit of time in golden time letting the children log in, get started on the games and then get a real appetite for wanting to be winners. I think on the day one of the first day of the challenge, we were already sitting at the top of the leadership board and they became very competitive.
Why do you like playing Sumdog?
Well, it educates kids to like maths and they do challenges to make the children like doing maths in school.
Well, thank you, and you all deserve superstar class for P5A.
Yay!
We hope you enjoyed our first ever show on St. Mark's Radio.
Remember to tune in next month for All Things Christmas.
We will also be on the lookout for our new superstar class.
And remember to get in touch with your birthdays, achievements and shout-outs. Leave us a message on our Google Classroom. Or leave us a note in our St. Mark's post box located at reception.
We have been Mad, Laura.
See you next time!
Bye!